Let's talk a little bit about, obviously, citizens are always interested when something's happening in their backyard or neighborhood.
That is true.
And they're not interested when it's not. Is that pretty much the case?
That pretty close to sums it up.
Yeah, I mean, you know, city council members have to be engaged in it all the time, but when it's in your backyard, so to speak, people come out in droves. And I mention that because really y'all have had a lot of time in the last couple of months hearing from people as you continue to try to develop. Now, you're not a city planner, and you don't play one on the radio, but certainly from your experience in government, my experience from watching this go on, cities like College Station that are growing are in a real quandary because you have to have a balance of being able to take fallow land and turn it into something, but at the same time, there are people who've made investments in their homes and their community, and they may not necessarily want what city planners say is the highest, best use for land. Is that basically the challenge you have to deal with?
That is. We go by the comp plan. That's the comprehensive plan, which lays out all the land use for the city that we anticipate will happen. In the case of the Shenandoah neighborhood last week, the comp plan calls for it to be urban.
Mm-hmm.
And before that, this area was zoned multifamily, and it was zoned commercial. And so they wanted to go back to multifamily and natural areas protected. And there is a need for first-class apartments that, you know, seniors or empty nesters or young families that can't afford a down payment on a house want.
Mm-hmm.
And this area just looked like it was right for it. Decatur and Arrington were built for as major collectors,
right,
to accommodate the traffic. So our decision was to rezone it to multifamily. And we had 50 people that either made written comments or spoke.
And you did. You had a lot of folks who were out to talk about that. But now what I want to do is I want to go back to February, because then you denied a project at Graham Road and Longmire that was similar. And for people who are maybe disinterested and it's not in their backyard, they would say, why did you approve one and not approve the other? You're speaking as one member of council.
Right.
Here,
I voted against that because I was concerned for the traffic on Longmire. That Barron and Longmire just don't have the capacity that Arrington and Deacon do.
Mm-hmm. And so that was it from a traffic standpoint, is the reason you thought that.
Yeah.
But
it was the same type of project.
Right. And again, I don't want you to have to comment on your fellow council members, but by the same token, I think, you know, from people who disagreed with the action that council took, they felt like they were, I guess, getting a fair hearing, but not necessarily. They were being listened to but not being heard. I mean, and I don't want you to have to answer for all the members on the council, but answer that from your experience as spending time on council and mayor when it comes to listening to citizens about their concerns.
Well, you absolutely have to listen to their concerns, but you're elected by the entire city, and you have to look at the entire city and what's best for the city. We have a need for this type of development, this area was ripe for it. Staff recommended, our city planners, our traffic engineer, all recommended it. So not in my neighborhood, not in my backyard, it's going to, you know, affect my property values. My kids play in the streets. All of that, you know, resonates. But, you know, we have the greater good to look out for.
Sure. Mayor Nancy Barry joined us this morning. Well, because part of it is obviously making the city viable, and that means you need to have vacant lots that have some sort of income producing on there. That has to do with tax revenue. So let's slide right into sales tax numbers. Have you got anything that you can share with as far as sales tax is concerned and how we're doing?
Yeah, our February sales tax receipts are in. We're up 2% over the same month last year, and about 1% for fiscal year 16. But that's the good news. The bad news is we're about 2.5% down from what our projections were.
Well, and I think, you know, probably you got to give your people a break on that. Glenn Hagar hadn't even gotten close as far as what the price of oil is going to be in Austin. So if you're 2% off here, that's I'm guessing that's probably a situation that a lot of cities are dealing with now.
And as, you know, March comes, spring break, people are going to, you know, spend some money. Easter sales and the like. So hopefully we'll catch up.
Well, that's, again, we hope that that's not a warning of things to come, but only time will tell when it comes to that. Anything else you got for us today?
Well, Easter celebration is coming. It'll be Saturday from 9:30 to noon at the Bush Presidential Library Museum.
And it's over in a minute and a half. If you're not there on time, you know, there's not much after it. Okay.
The College Station Easter Egg Hunt has been hosted by our police department since 1982.
Wow.
The Bush Library Museum began partnering with the police department in 1999, and the adding activities modeled after the White House Easter egg rolls. So admission is free. They'll be having games, face painting, an Easter egg hunt, egg roll, egg toss, complimentary refreshments, and photos with the Easter bunny. And specially designed wooden White House-style Easter eggs are given to the children. And for you and Jackie, there's a kite flying contest. Yes, easy for me to say.
Yeah.
A kite flying contest begins at 11. You have to bring your own kite. And if you want more information, go to the city website, cstx.gov.
Okay. See, I think Easter Bunny would be great because it's not like the Easter Bunny's going to ask every kid what they want for Easter, right? I mean, you know, if you're Santa Claus, you got to stay busy on your toes and all that kind of stuff.
But the thing is, I mean, how many pictures do you have with Santa? Lots. But
yeah.
How many do you have with the Easter Bunny? Not very many.
It's a great opportunity. That's it.
It.
Mayor Nancy Barrett, the mayor of College Station, thanks for being with us this morning.
Always a pleasure.